I have a quick statement to read. Before we get started on this matter, I want to make a statement. I have assisted my son's business as an employee in the process of obtaining a development permit for a five-acre site in the city of Salinas. The permit includes terms related to stormwater controls. I have sought input from the Office of Chief Counsel, who has advised me that my involvement in the city's permit does not raise a financial conflict or a bias issue with respect to this matter. And I assure you that I am impartial in this matter totally. So with that, I'll move on to item number 17, Mr. Briggs.
I actually have...
Mr. Shellcross.
Yeah, because of my position as a car lake coordinator at CSUMB, I'm going to recuse myself to avoid the appearance of bias from this item. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Briggs.
Thanks. We have two items regarding the city of Salinas, and we will take them in order. Item 18 has to do with the Salinas development standards, but first we have item 17, which considers the city of Salinas' stormwater management plan, or SWAMP, as they are commonly called, as well as the status of the public involvement activities. And Matt Thompson will present that item for us.
Yes, thank you, Roger. Good morning, Chairman Jeffries and board members. I'm Matt Thompson, senior engineer with your stormwater unit. I'll be introducing two Salinas stormwater-related items for your consideration today. The first one, item number 17 in your agenda package, concerns Salinas' stormwater management program revisions. The second item concerns Salinas' stormwater development standards. I'll first introduce item number 17 and ask you to consider my recommendation to approve the revised stormwater management program before moving on to the stormwater development standards item. First, a little bit of background. At your February meeting, you considered and approved Salinas' stormwater management program, which I may refer to as a SWAMP for short, with a list of 53 required revisions. This list of required revisions is contained in Resolution R3-2008-0012, which is included in your written material for this item. You directed staff to review the revised SWAMP, allow the public to review the revisions, and to make a recommendation whether or not to approve the revisions in order to finalize the SWAMP. You also requested a report on how Salinas involved the public in its SWAMP revisions. In response to your required revisions in February, Salinas submitted a revised stormwater management program to staff on April 7, 2008. Staff reviewed the revised SWAMP and found that Salinas incorporated all but two of the 53 required revisions. Staff pointed out the two missing revisions in an email to Salinas staff on May 1st. Salinas then added the missing revisions and resubmitted the SWAMP on May 8th. This latest revised SWAMP contains all required revisions. All substantive revisions, there are about nine out of the 53 required revisions, are consistent with staff expectations. Regarding public involvement, Salinas' NPDS permit and stormwater management program require Salinas to encourage the public to get involved in development and implementation of the SWAMP. After Salinas initially revised its SWAMP and submitted it on April 7th, Salinas posted the revised SWAMP on its website and emailed all known interested persons to notify them the SWAMP revisions were available for comment for 30 days. Steve Schimmick of Monterey Coastkeeper submitted a comment letter to Salinas on May 7th. Mr. Schimmick's letter is included in your written material. Salinas prepared a detailed response to Mr. Schimmick's letter, which is included with the supplemental sheet for this item that you should have received late last week. After Water Board staff identified the two missing revisions and Salinas revised the SWAMP, Salinas posted the latest revised swamp on its website and notified all known interested persons of its availability in a May 21st email. Water Board staff notified the public of its intent to recommend approval of the revised swamp by sending the staff report for this item to all known interested persons on June 11th and by posting a notice on the Water Board website on June 12th. Staff received three comment letters. The comment letters and staff's written responses are included in the supplemental sheet for this item. I'll briefly summarize the comments for you and my responses. First, Robin Lee, a member of Salinas' NPDES stakeholder committee, sent staff an email on June 17th. Ms. Lee believes the Salinas swamp has not been implemented, particularly public education and outreach. She feels, quote, the Public Services Department is so underfunded and understaffed that complete implementation is next to impossible due to their workload created by other responsibilities, end quote. My response is that, you know, although this comment is not especially relevant to whether Salinas properly revised its stormwater management program, I discussed Ms. Lee's concerns with Salinas' stormwater program manager, Michael Ricker. He acknowledged that Salinas does not have the most robust public outreach, but he said that Salinas is making improvements, such as airing public service announcements and adding stormwater messages to public vehicles. Mr. Ricker stated that public outreach is his main priority this summer and that Salinas will be spending approximately $100,000 in the coming year on public education and outreach. And I'm pretty sure there are Salinas staff here available to answer any questions regarding implementation of the swamp. Second comment letter, Steve Shimmick of Monterey Coast Keeper sent in two comment letters. In his first letter, Mr. Shimmick is concerned the Salinas swamp lacks adequate measurable goals, that he's concerned that Salinas relies on 100% as a measurable goal. He's concerned they're resistant to public participation, and he asserts that they are limiting access to documents. Mr. Shimmick's second letter is his critical perspective on Salinas' involvement of the public in creation of the swamp and the stormwater development standards. Mr. Shimmick concludes that Salinas has, quote, not negotiated or engaged the public in good faith, end quote. Salinas provided detailed responses to these comments in its July 1st letter, which is included with Mr. Shimmick's letter in the supplemental sheet for this item. Salinas points out the Water Board approved the Salinas swamp subject to incorporation of the required revisions. Salinas describes its efforts to involve the public. Salinas's responses properly balance Mr. Shimmick's comments, and I don't believe any further responses are needed. Since the Water Board approved the Salinas swamp subject to incorporation of the required revisions, many of Mr. Shimmick's comments are outside the scope of what you are being asked to consider today. The questions before you are simply whether Salinas properly revised its swamp and encouraged public involvement. Salinas has incorporated all your required revisions into its swamp, consistent with staff expectations, and complied with its permit and swamp requirements to encourage public involvement. Staff recommends you approve the revisions and find the stormwater management program final. Thank you.
Any questions of the staff? Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, I do want to... I guess one comment about public participation and the idea that that's outside the scope. I'm not sure that's the most accurate way to describe it. I think their comments are very important, but also feel that there is some dimension of public outreach and education that's part of one of the eight actions required in a storm management plan. So I don't see it as being a marginal issue. But I do understand that our purpose today is focused on the substantive issues that will affect reducing stormwater discharge, but let's not in any way characterize public participation as being outside the scope of what we have before us, because it is part of the set of eight actions. I do have a question, then moving on to the other comment that I noted in the letters from Coastkeeper regarding the 100% measurable expression of achieving the stormwater plan. And I'm not clear as to how that has been clarified. I understand that achieving 100% is definitely one way of saying we've done it. But what are the steps? How was it clarified from your perspective in how that using a percentage scale of 100% as achieving total conditions for the stormwater plan? Have you determined how that's going to look over a period of time? What does 20% mean? What does 50% mean? How do we understand what that percentage ranking is about? Is that something that staff considered or clarified for yourself in your review? Can you comment on that?
Yeah, you know, we expect the stormwater management program to have measurable goals. Goals that they can tell us that they can rank and they can essentially measure, and that requires it to be numeric. So as where in the past it might say just do something, they've sort of changed the requirement slightly to require so many things to be done within a certain period of time, and in many cases they used 100%. You know, it technically meets the numeric requirement, but it doesn't. It leads us to believe that there wasn't a lot of consideration into what was realistic. I mean, is 100% very realistic? Is like 80% more realistic? So it causes causes a little bit of concern, but one could argue that they've technically met that requirement, that it's measurable.
So would you say that one way to continue along the process of clarifying, that we would want to see something spelled out that would define certain pivotal points in terms of, do we want to see 25% as a milestone that must be achieved in 2 years or 3 years? I mean, is there something connected to the different milestones that are spelled out in the plan that we can see equates to 50% or 75% or whatever, as you point out, we have to consider to be realistic? I'm just asking if perhaps that's something that could be addressed another step in the process, not necessarily as something that we can resolve today, but I think that this question is an important question raised by Coastkeeper, and I don't see the discussion on it.
Okay.
And perhaps the city can comment on this as well, because I do think it's a valid question. It gets back to how do we measure progress, and I think all the stormwater plans are in the same situation.
Briggs?
Yeah, on this issue, it seems to me that if you look at it another way, if the city had said for a certain practice that our measurable goal is to do 50% of it, then they would be subject to a lot of criticism. Why is that? Why are you only going to do it halfway? But I understand Coastkeeper's concern that, and as Matt just said, it makes us kind of wonder about the reality of it, the practicality of it. So it seems to me that what the city should be doing then is in their annual reports, for where they've said our goal is 100%, they would say for 3.21 or whatever it is, we have achieved 60%. And so we think we're on track towards achieving 100% within the permit time frame. something like that. So beyond that, I suppose we could say, well, we'd like to see a graph of how fast you're going to get there. Is it like this or is it like this? We know that the end is 100%. Seems to me that's probably getting into way more detail than we need. We've already got an extremely lengthy document as it is that part of the criticism is that it's too beefy and it's not easy to read. So it seems to me that a logical way to resolve this concern is to ensure that the city is reporting their progress as they're supposed to in their annual report, and that would include metrics on how they're doing in getting to that 100%.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I agree, and I do not want to see anything that would increase the cumbersome nature of the report. So, and I think the annual report in particular, which I had a chance to review, is a little bit challenging to see how, you know, in summary form what's changing. I guess I'm just trying to see if we can clarify through the city's effort to tell us what do they mean by 25%, or what do they mean by, will we see that 50% means that half of the staff has been trained by for certain practices, or I mean, how will we know what the standard is for reaching these percentages? That's all. And I think it ties back to metrics, and it ties back to what is already spelled out as to what they're going to do. I just think the question arises as to, you know, who's going to be able to, or how will we be able to all of us agree that, yes, 50% has been accomplished, if it isn't defined somehow. So, thank you.
Dr. Press.
Mr. Chair, I think this is where we've reached a point of that we have to make a distinction between planning and implementation. We have a plan. I would never want to condone or recommend that a discharger do less than 100% if they had come up with 100% to begin with. 100% is pretty good. It's a great goal. Of course, the reality is that things 100% won't be reached right away, but that's what you have an annual reporting program for. That's what you have an implementation process for. Let's keep planning in planning and implementation in implementation. Let's now get to implementation and use the annual reporting process. If we don't like, I should say, if you don't like how the annual reports or what the annual reports are saying, that's at a point at which you can intervene and say the metrics are no good or the progress is no good. But use the tools at the appropriate stage is my view on this.
Any other comments? Any other board members? I just have one question, Matt. On made a comment on public announcements. Do you know what those public announcements entail, or shall I ask the city?
Yeah, I mean, I received copies of them. You mean the public announcements that the...
How are
oh,
they?
I'm sorry. The public service announcements,
yes,
regarding implementation of their stormwater management,
right,
program. I haven't seen those.
I haven't either.
I think that would be a
better...
That's
the question I'm asking.
Yeah, that'd be a better question for their program manager.
So when the city gets up here, they can address that issue. All right. Is there any other comments by board members? They need additional time.
City gets a total of 20 minutes.
Total 20 minutes for all the staff?
Everyone.
For everyone.
My understanding.
Okay.
I think to clarify, they requested 20 minutes for the development standards item. They did not request 20 minutes for this item.
Oh.
Is that correct, Mr. Callahan?
That's correct, Mr. Jeffries.
Okay.
Right. Good.
I wanted to give you adequate time, but I saw your card only said 3 minutes, and I was a little concerned.
I think 3 minutes will be sufficient for this item. We'll need a little bit more time for the standards this afternoon. So, again, I'm Chris Callahan. I'm the Senior Deputy City Attorney for the City of Salinas. So thank you for the opportunity to comment to you all with respect to the Stormwater Management Plan. And Matt did a very nice job of summarizing where we've been over the past few months since your action in February. And I also want to take a second to just publicly acknowledge the work that he and Lisa McCann have done over the past few months. months relative to this item and also to the stormwater development standards, which we'll be considering later this afternoon. They provide us detailed comments, a lot of collaborative effort in order to ensure that those 53 required revisions were incorporated into the stormwater management plan. I think it's important to recognize his and Lisa's work in this respect. And really, there are two issues that are here before you this morning. One, did the city incorporate all 53 required revisions? And your own staff has determined that we have. We concur with that opinion, and we submit that all 53 required revisions have been adequately incorporated. The second was whether or not the city has incorporated adequate public participation with respect to these 53 required revisions. As Matt mentioned, the document went out for two separate 30-day public review periods. First, with the what we consider to be the 53 required revisions incorporated the first time around, it was released for public 30-day public review period. We put it on the city's website. We individually noticed each of the stakeholders committees members and anybody else who was interested in that document via email. Subsequent to that, after the two required revisions were not incorporated in there, we posted it again on the city's website for another 30-day public review period and again noticed all of the stakeholders committee members and anybody else who was interested in reviewing the 53 required revisions. So I would submit to you that we met those two conditions imposed in your resolution from February. With that, I mean, just to keep it short and simple, we concur with your staff's recommendation and we encourage you to adopt the final stormwater management plan this morning. And we are all available for any questions with regard to the PSAs or anything else that you have this morning. Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Callahan? Dr. Hunter?
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. With regard to public access to documents related to the development of stormwater plan, I noted that there were comments about being able to access important reports or other informative documents related to some of the decision making that was going on. And I'm curious if you have comments on how that process has been addressed, or if you feel that there are ways that that can be improved, because I think that's a dimension of a stakeholder process to have access to the technical information that supports some of the decisions that are presented then in the plan.
Understood. And I'm going to refer you to my July 1st response letter. The comments were made in one of the Coast Keepers letters, and all of the documents that are referenced in the Stormwater Management Plan are available either on the city's website or at a physical location at the city. All of the documents are available for inspection. Some of them are proprietary in nature or confidential, or we have concerns with respect to public health and safety, and so those documents are not going to be posted. Otherwise, they can be downloaded and printed and, you know, distributed widely. We need to prevent that. But all of the documents are available and accessible to anyone who wants to view them, whether they be a member of the stakeholders committee or just a member of the public generally.
So in the past, there had been a glitch as to how to handle those proprietary, the nature of the proprietary documents. But now you're saying there's a process in place, so those kinds of delays won't occur in the future. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly. There shouldn't be any delays at all because all of the documents are available today. For some example, if someone wanted to come in and view any of those documents at any of the city's departments, they could.
Thank you.
Mr. Callahan, you said this is posted on the website. I hope you realize that everyone in Salinas does not have a computer.
Understood, but even those documents that are posted on the city's website are also available in hard copy at the city's different departments.
But have you made any kind of announcement through other news media that that's available?
Other than the website, no.
Okay. Is the website also in Spanish?
It is not, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Kelly? Fine.
Thank you
very much. Ms. Vallarta, did you wish to speak at this time?
Good morning, Mr. Jeffries, member of the board. Vanessa Vallarta, city attorney. I just want to concur with what Chris has said and express my personal thanks and appreciation to this entire board and to the staff that's worked with us over the last several years to bring this document to this point. I think it's been a long road, and we have come a long way. And I just wanted to express, you know, when I first started this job, it was in January of 2005, and I think we had our first the meeting very shortly thereafter in February where this permit was adopted and, you know, kind of launched this whole effort. So the SWMP was a critical piece of the permit. I'm happy that to see that we've gotten to this point. And I think that the process has been a good one. The addition of the NPDES Stakeholders Committee has been a valuable addition to this whole process, and I think we have all benefited. We have a better document, and we will continue to produce, hopefully, quality products as we go along. And I also just wanted to say that with respect to the annual report and some of the comments that were made by Dr. Press and Ms. Hunter were appropriate. I think the annual report is the perfect vehicle for us to kind of check in again, how are we doing with respect to the goals that are identified in the SWMP. Thank you.
Any questions? Okay. Ms. Robin Lee?
Robin Lee. I'd like to thank the board for meeting locally. It saves us a lot of travel time, those that can't get down to San Luis Obispo. So I appreciate you having the meeting here and for the city of Watsonville for having this really nice high-tech facility that we're all getting used to. I had made the comment about the lack of staff and funding, and I've recently spoken with Michael Ricker, too, and he has shown me things that they are putting together but have yet to implement. And I still feel that the implementation needs some more support staff-wise and I don't know about the finances, but definitely staff-wise. So I know they're getting things together, but they're yet to reach the public. So I'm waiting with bated breath to have that happen. I've been waiting for a few years now. And with changes in city staff, there's a new city manager, the mayor. I think council will get more behind this permit, which has been lacking in the past due to the city manager's not there anymore. So I'm really pleased that there's a change, and I think we'll see more progress. But I would like to see this implemented. I know it's coming, but I have yet to see it. I still think they need help in getting that out. And could you put my card on the – my comments are really for 18.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could put my card for 18.
Sure.
Right, thank you.
May I make a comment, please? Ms. Lee? Before you leave the podium, I just want to quickly say I really value your input, the work you've put into the stakeholder committee process, and it's been very helpful to us to have your feedback on how progress is going in terms of public participation. So understanding that there are some efforts underway to improve on public participation as well as in the public education and outreach component, we will look forward to hearing from you in terms of, you know, how effective it is and helping us get a better understanding kind of on the ground how much of this information is actually reaching the community.
All right, thank you. I'm their best cheerleader, and I do tell them when I feel they're not meeting standards. So, yes, I will speak up.
I see that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Next card I have is Lori Atkinson.
Like Ms. Lee, my comments actually pertain more to item 18, the stormwater standards, so I'd like to defer comment to that time.
Okay, fine. We'll put you on 18. Thank you. Steve Shimmick.
Gosh, I hate being the crabby guy up here all the time. My name is Steve Shimmick. I'm Monterey Coast Keeper. Good day to everybody. You already have a letter expressing our concerns, so I'll just try and summarize that very quickly. In our letter, we ask that you randomly open the swamp and read a chapter. I hope you've done that. As we've repeatedly noted, the measurable goals are unenforceable. Storm drain stenciling is one of the most common BMPs found in any swamp. And I know that the measurable goals are not what's before you today, but approving the swamp is. That measurable goal for the city of Salinas is invite a minimum of 15 schools to participate and provide participating schools with stenciling equipment. There's no measure of how much they're going to stencil, what they're going to stencil, except for at their own school. There's no measurable goal except that they provided the paint. Or industrial facilities, section 4F, the measurable goal reads, complete by the end of the third year of the permit term and provide annually. Complete what? Provide what? That's the way it reads. That's a direct quote. This document does not make any sense. But I'd like to bring to your attention the one item that I think exemplifies the way this process has gone, and that's the public participation measurable goal as a BMP. So I'm not talking about their performance up to date. I'm talking about where it's incorporated as a measurable goal. It was one of the items that was negotiated, and there was a supplemental sheet that was handed out at your February meeting, and there was specific language, and I don't believe that that specific language is in the document. That specific language had stuff about 10-day notice and try to make 30-day notice. What you've gotten is any reference to 30 days is gone. It's not in there. And where they put that measurable goal, it's under the annual report. Only under the annual report. So the whole idea of trying to get the community involved, trying to reach out to them and get them involved in all the ordinances, all that stuff, they've stuck it under the annual report. And there's no requirement for advertising. There's no requirement for getting the word out. They simply post it on the website, as you've noticed, as you've already noted, and they simply say, but they don't say, the documents are here at the office. But they don't say. They're just there. So what we're suggesting is for that BMP, it be a standalone item, that measurable goal, not under the annual report, that there be a requirement to advertise, that there be the desire for 30 days notice. But we're going to stay consistent. We suggest that you do not approve this swamp. It is not a useful document. I know I'm not going to get what I want. I know that. Thank you.
Mr. Schimming, oh, well, that's perfect time. You must have rehearsed that.
I practiced.
I see that. Mr. Schimming, are you under the impression that they're not doing any stenciling in the stormwater?
You know, I'm about trying to – I think that they are doing some stenciling.
Okay.
I want to see measurable goals. You know, on the 100% thing – It talks about 100% of appropriate personnel, but then it doesn't define appropriate personnel. How are you going to measure that? How are you going to measure 100%, you know, spraying 100% on calm and dry days? Really?
Can I ask you another question? Have you seen any public service announcements?
I have not, but I'd like to qualify that. I don't have a TV.
Oh, okay. Like some people don't have computers.
I would suggest that that's a good thing sometimes. And some people do not speak English.
That's true. And any questions, Mr. Schimmick? Dr. Hunter?
Your suggestion that the required 10 days and 30-day desired time period for public review, you mentioned that should be added as a standalone BMP in the stormwater management plan.
Yes, right now that's a measurable goal, but only as a measurable goal under the annual report, where the intent when that was negotiated between the regional board, it's my belief, and the city, was that this was for all, you know, everything, for all ordinances. And that language actually still remains there, that piece of the language, but it's under the section for annual report. And if you make it a class of that, I'm worried about whether or not it'll apply to, you know, changes to the stormwater ordinances, changes to the grading plan.
Right.
Plus there's the outreach component. Outreach component is totally lacking. Thank you.
And those are not actually spelled out in your written comments. You're putting these forward now.
I think that the fact that this was appears under the annual report part is in our written comments, and the fact that we find that I asked staff, but very recently, as I was preparing these comments, I asked staff to try and get a copy of that supplemental sheet that was handed out at the last meeting. It's not on the website, and I couldn't get that. But the supplemental sheet, it was presented to you, and it was presented to you as a negotiated wording that you said, okay, this is the exact wording. I don't believe. It's my impression that exact wording is not in this document, and that was a required change.
Mr. Shemek, I think you've been on record of questioning the outreach and the public participation.
Yes.
Continuously, and your position is still the same.
Has there
been any changes, any improvement?
I see that they have. During this particular process, they have improved. They have notified the group. Where there has not been improvement is with the stakeholder group. With the stakeholder group, they said, we want to bring you together to collect your comments on this was on the design standards, because that's what the stakeholder group was focused on. And they said, let's get together on the day that it was due to you. So obviously there wasn't going to be any substantial changes. A couple of members of the committee objected to that and said, let's get together early. And in fact, the city sent out an email saying, okay, we'll get together early. And it alluded to the fact that the document would be there to review. We got there and the first announcement was, well, there's no document to review. But we want your input, but there's no document to review.
Mr. Shemek, you've also brought to us several times that the documents weren't available to the stakeholders and to the public.
Right.
Now, you've heard the city say today, or this morning, that the documents are available. Do you find that the case?
I will say that my example of documents not being available was when we had asked for the Kennedy Jinks review.
Okay.
And that specific document. So I have not tried to get other documents.
Okay. But you have got that document.
We were given the red line. We were given a link to the red line copies of the document. But there was none of the cover materials that went with it. So we were simply given access to the red lines.
Are there any other questions, Mr. Shemek? Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question of staff in response to
Dr. Hunter.
Mr. Shemek? Matt, can you comment on the statement we just heard that the language that was specifically spelled out at the February meeting, if that, in fact, was intended to be part of or a standalone BMP, or was it intended to be only in reference to the annual report?
Yes, I'd be happy to. In Attachment 1 for this item, I don't expect you to go there, but on Attachment 1 is the table of required revisions that we sent Salinas after the February meeting. On page 13 of that is our specific required revision, and it says that include in stormwater management program element 6. It's the last row on page 13 of Attachment 1. Include in swamp element 6, a BMP that requires the following. The city will make all reasonable attempts to provide a 30-day or more public notice and opportunity for public comment for stormwater or riparian protection-related documents prepared for city council adoption. At the minimum, the city will provide a 10-day public review period for stormwater or riparian protection-related ordinances, standards, and modifications to the swamp. And then it goes on with additional language. So you can see there that we specifically asked them to put that into element 6 of the stormwater management program. Sir, could you please project my computer? This is element 6 of the stormwater management program. This is April 2008 version, and I'll try and zoom in on this, but you can see this is what they added. to element six. They said they're going to provide at least 10 days public review up here in blue, red, and blue font. I'll try and make it as big as I can.
There we go.
You can see they're going to provide at least 10 days public review for stormwater or riparian protection-related ordinances. And the rest of the language is taken verbatim from our required revision. So based on this, I believe they've complied with our required revision.
Okay. So it doesn't just apply. I don't see anything there that says it applies just to the annual report.
No, it says stormwater or riparian protection-related ordinances, standards, and modifications to the swamp.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I actually don't agree with staff on that because I specifically was involved in negotiating that language and that it should have the language that says they will make reasonable attempts to provide more notice than that, and it doesn't provide that. So I believe it should be modified to say that they will make efforts to provide at least 30 days or more public comment, and that was specifically negotiated and agreed to, that language. So I would urge that that be modified to say that.
Okay. Well, I have to agree then. I wasn't involved.
Or Matt's time on that.
Oh, can you say that again, Francis?
The language that Matt showed on, it's actually attachment A, page 13, was specifically negotiated language, but the document he's showing up on the screen is not quite exactly the same language, in okay. particular the first sentence, which says the city will make all reasonable attempts to provide a 30-day or more public notice and opportunity for public comment, but at least provide 10 days. So,
Dr. Press?
Well, can we just require that?
Yeah, in your motion, you can just say that has to be added. And
added to element, well, exactly where the staff report, attachment A, suggested.
Correct.
Any other comments?
But just to clarify, so Matt, what you have on the screen is in element six. It's not just in the annual report, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It's where we told them to put it. I realize, though, now that it's not exactly what we told them to do.
Mr. Shimick is shaking his head, so I'm not clear.
Steve, come back over so we can get you on the recording.
You scroll left and then look up a little bit. Right there. Conduct publicly noticed presentation of the information contained within the annual report. It's a subsection of the annual report. That's the way I read it, and perhaps I'm reading it wrong, but it's a measurable goal under 6, but item number 7 under the so that's my comment. So that's the way I'm reading it. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you like me to respond? The permit section on the left there, that's taken from our NPDES permit. Following submittal of their swamp, we asked them to add some revisions. What really matters is the best management practice or activity, the second column, that they engage the community by producing public sessions on the annual report and also their implementation plan. Granted, it could have been categorized, it could have been placed in a better category, but what really matters is that they have established a measurable goal to provide at least 10 days public notice for all stormwater or riparian protection-related ordinances, standards, and modifications. I think an example is that with the stormwater development standards, although this revision had not yet been incorporated in their stormwater management program, although the stormwater development standards were not a part of the annual report, they complied with this measurable goal. In fact, they even provided more than 10 days public notice. They provided 30, consistent with our original expectations. But I'm not too concerned where this particular measurable goal lands in element six. What matters is that it's there.
Can I follow up? So, Ms. McChesney, can you tell us if you're satisfied that it applies to the processes that are going on throughout the year as opposed to only reviewing the, for example, ordinance changes that are going to be reported on in the annual report? I mean, it does say two different things. Providing the public involvement in the annual report on any items pertaining to related ordinances and standards versus the actual process. So are we happy that we've got what we were negotiating for in terms of this language?
Well, I think it would be more clear if it was a standalone, but I think the language itself is clear that if they have an ordinance they're considering, they must provide at least 10 days and make an effort to comply, provide 30 days or more. So I think it's...
So it's not just part of the annual report review?
Right. I think so.
Okay. But I don't read it that way. I don't. I would see it differently, but I'm happy to hear you don't see it that way.
What language
and
would you
And if you don't,
like
I mean, you can, in your motion, you can have that specified as a separate item.
I would like to see it as a standalone, as suggested today.
Well, in item, or on page 13 of the resolution, it's under swamp section, it says applies to all sections of the swamp. So...
Yeah, that's what's confusing to me because
make it more, I think it would make it more clear to include that, even if it's in the same location here, you could still include that statement that this applies.
Right, you could add that in the measurable goal.
Applies to all
goal.
Sections of the swamp, just
okay.
Crystal clear.
Rather than having to move it to
yeah, something. Because what we're looking at in attachment A is different than what we're seeing
on
the
screen.
On the
screen, right.
That's where the
so
yeah,
just
that's
to,
where the gap
just so you understand the public that in the attachment that Matt read from, which was the table in the resolution, it has a statement that this particular measurable goal would be, or this particular item would be, or this particular BMP applies to all sections of the swamp. So in this chart that's before you under measurable goal, if it had some parentheses or something that it says applies to all sections of the swamp, that would clarify it.
Thank you.
Any other questions from any of the board members? David? Halton.
Not specifically on this point, but there have been several suggestions in the comments that there's not much outreach to the public. And I wonder if the City of Salinas might like to comment on suggestions. There was a comment about don't have a television. I wonder if there's any coverage of that kind. Don't have a computer. How can we get the general public involved? Because I'm assuming that once this document is in place, to get results, we want as much of the public as possible to be aware of these standards and be interested in the topic of protecting runoff.
Mr. Chairman, Michael Ricker, City of Salinas. Director, we concur wholeheartedly. The success of the city's efforts will be dependent upon the city being able to communicate and involve the community in all the activities that are outlined in the stormwater management plan, particularly with a city that is 60% Latino. We need to make sure that we can reach out to that part of our community and involve them and engage them in the work that we're doing. In terms of the conversation I had with Matt, and I spent 2 hours this week with Robin Lee to discuss some of the things that we're working on now. We are developing an integrated comprehensive program for public outreach. We've spent the last several years developing the stormwater management plan. We're now devoting time to do the implementation of that plan. We will be producing this summer videos that will be trailers at the movie theaters vehicles, over 150 vehicles of the city will be marked with the new logo in a web page reference, providing access to people to more information at the city's web page. But you're right, there are people who can easily be marginalized if we don't take special efforts to reach out to them because of either they don't have access to electronic technology, they don't have bilingual skills perhaps, or other things. So it's a major undertaking, and it is not something that we're going to be able to achieve overnight. There are a lot of steps to really develop a program and implement it, but we are doing all we can to make sure we meet those expectations.
Have you started the public service announcements? I alluded to that.
We have, in cooperation with the Central Coast Media Coalition, developed television spots that are particularly aimed at solid waste and plastics. When the board issued our permit in 2005, one of the board's major concerns was the amount of plastic and plastic in the marine environment, and we have focused on that. We do not have PSAs running at this point in time, but we have them in development. So there's a lot of things in development concurrently, but there's not a lot of things out in the street yet.
When do you anticipate?
We would hope by the end of the summer, by this month. We're hoping to have movie theater videos out. We're hoping to have the vehicles, the graphics for the vehicles out in the next 30, 60 days, and PSAs out this summer as well. We don't have a date for that exactly yet.
I realize everybody doesn't have cable TV, but are you going to run these on the governmental channels?
To the extent possible, yes. We would love to do that. Just a matter of getting permission and getting access to that. But yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Dr. Hunter.
Spanish language radio?
By all means, yes. Clearly, it's a major venue for us to be present at.
Great. Excellent.
Mr. Callahan, can I ask you a question about ordinance notices on governmental procedures and timetables that you have to notice the public when you have an ordinance? Seems to be a lot of concern about public notice on ordinance changes that come before the city council.
If you're asking what the requirement is on the
requirements,
city,
yes,
under California law, it's pursuant to the Brown Act. We have to notice it at least 72 hours prior to the city council's action. There's an introduction of the ordinance, as you may remember from your days on the council. At one meeting, the ordinance is then brought back to the second to the next week thereafter for adoption, and then the ordinance takes effect 30 days thereafter. So there are at least, pursuant to just the Brown Act regulations, two opportunities for public comment on an ordinance that comes before. But pursuant to this required revision, we have committed to providing at least to the reasonable extent practicable, 30 days public review of these documents, and then we're committing to 10 days at least. So we're going beyond what the Brown Act requires.
That's what I was trying to point out.
Exactly.
And there is also time to file during that 30-day period. A person can file an appeal, is that correct?
Of the ordinance? Yeah, they can certainly come to the council, file something that, if they don't like it, of course.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I just want to go back to the outreach issue. And is there a mechanism for this board to receive a report of what outreach has taken place?
Well, that's one of the goals, isn't it, Matt?
The annual report requires them to provide extensive reporting on their public outreach efforts.
Good. Thank you.
Well, I think one of the big concerns of the board in past has been that we've issued a permit, and when we get down to the end of the permit time, we find out that there's been very little done or completed. And I think that the reason that we have these timetables or want the timetables and reviews so we can see the process and the progress that the city, not only the city of Salinas, but other cities as we get into these stormwater permits with other communities, that we see some kind of progress instead of waiting to the end of the time frame of the permit and all of a sudden they say, well, we haven't had enough time, we haven't, number of excuses one way or another. And to Not to defend the city of Salinas, but there has been noticeable changes in upgrading the staff. I'm not saying upgrading staff, but additional staff has been put on to accommodate this. And, of course, there's a training process when that happens, when you have new staff, as everybody knows. So I'm thinking the city's going in the right direction at this point in time. I've been a little bit critical in the past, but, you know, when there's praise, I feel when there's some good things that are being done, should be noted. And when there's not things that are being done, that should also be noticed. So it goes both ways. So is there any other comments, questions? Then I think we're ready to, Mr. Briggs, do you have any further comments?
Well, the final staff recommendation would be to approve the stormwater management plan with the addition of the language that we pointed out here, as Council McChesney pointed out, was negotiated with the city, and to also add the phrase that it's applicable to all sections of the stormwater management plan.
Dr. Hunter?
I'll move the motion as stated by Mr. Briggs.
Second.
Okay, we have motion second. Any questions on the motion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion's carried. Do you want to go on to item 18 or break for lunch?
We have a call to make at lunch as part of closed session, so it's probably better to go ahead and break.
Take a break now. And how long will we need?
An hour.
Okay.
Is that right?
So
we'll...
But
we need to let these folks eat, too.
Yeah. Probably so